is CBS 2 News.
Hello, I'm Suzanne LeMignot with CBS 2 Chicago. Today, fans will pay their final respects to Blackhawks legend Stan Mikita. The public visitation for Mikita will be held at the United Center in the atrium from 11 this morning until 4 in the afternoon. People who plan to attend can park in Lot C directly north of the United Center. Mikita died Tuesday after a very lengthy battle with dementia. He played his entire 22-year career with the Hawks and led them to the Stanley Cup title team in 1961 and is also a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame. Stan Mikita was 78 years old. Today, the priest who survived a plane crash in Mexico will celebrate the lives of everyone who survived. Father Ezequiel Sanchez will lead his first Mass at the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in suburban Des Plaines since returning to the United States after the Aeromexico crash on July 31st. The 1 o'clock service will be a celebration of his safe return and the return of the other passengers. There is a special new baseball exhibit for fans to check out on the south side. The Chicago Sports Depot near Guaranteed Rate Field is playing host to a traveling exhibit from the Negro League Baseball Museum. It highlights the collection and the connection between African-American baseball history and Hispanic cultures. A special focus in the exhibit, artifacts from White Sox great Minnie Minoso, the first black Cuban in the major leagues.
He was the literal bridge that took us from the era of segregation into the era of integration. And one of the things that really makes Minnie's contribution to baseball history, and is even his performance on the field all the more outstanding, is that he had to deal with what it meant to be a black man, an Afro-Latino from Cuba, while being an awesome all-star all the time.
The exhibit will be available for fans to see on game days and non-game days in the Chicago Sports Depot, located near Gate 5 through September 26th. Now let's get a check of your forecast with Rob Ellis.
Yeah, Suzanne, our forecast is going to be very summer-like. Temperatures almost a carbon copy of where they were yesterday. 88 for our high temperature, sunny, a little bit cooler along the lakeside as we will have some northeast winds. And then for tonight, mostly clear skies, mild temperatures, upper 60s to near 70. As that wind calms down, watch for a little patchy fog as well. That may visit you early Monday morning. And then the temperatures peak around Tuesday with a 90-degree high, partly cloudy skies. Once we drop those temperatures, some scattered showers are expected to roll through. We'll keep those showers in the forecast, although more of an isolated chance on your Thursday. We hope to clear things out by next weekend.
All right, thanks, Rob. For the latest headlines, day or night, head to CBSChicago.com. I'm Suzanne LeMignot. Have a great day, everyone.